Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Dr. Patricia Green back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of my favorite people in the world. She and the organization she works for, Babson College, I'm so proud of the way that school has gone to the mat for entrepreneurship, not only in the United States, but around the world. My friends, I believe that whatever's good for small business is good for the world. That means I don't care where a small business owner is on planet Earth. I think they need to be motivated, promoted, and supported, whatever it takes, because I believe that the future success of capitalism around the world is going to depend on small business owners. We've got to work together, we've got to talk together, and we've got to understand what our common bonds are and our shared values are. And somebody who's doing that in spades, she and her organization and the partners that she works with, is our good friend Patricia Green. Patty, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. I meant everything I said, Patty. I'm so proud of what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you. You know, we truly believe that. Entrepreneurship is the answer to almost everything.
Well, I meant what I said. What's good for small business is good for the world.
I couldn't agree more.
Because when you think about what small businesses do, I mean, if you believe in Adam Smith's invisible hand principle, which I do, and I suspect you do too, how much better could it be to have all those invisible hands out there, that we have the millions and millions of invisible hands out there doing what they do in society and
yeah,
in the marketplace?
You're completely right. I mean, what's so nice is that people are starting to recognize that again, going back to the value and the contribution of all the small business owners.
Yeah. And folks, if in case you're not familiar with the concept, Adam Smith said that and I'm paraphrasing, that any business person behaving in their own self-interest, just merely not intending to help anyone but themselves, but in their own self-interest, but doing business in the marketplace benefits society. Did I do a decent job on that, Patty?
You did. And then I think if you put maybe a more contemporary spin on it, to add that doing well for yourself does mean doing well for your community.
Yes.
It plays out pretty nicely.
Payroll every Friday.
There you go.
Where do you think that money goes? It goes to your employees, your employees' children and their hopes and dreams and aspirations. All that goes out into the economy. And all you did was make payroll to pay the people who work for your business. And it could be as simple as that. Patty, I really am proud of the work that you continue to do on behalf of small business owners. You've been able to find some outstanding partners to help you with your work and for you to help them with theirs. I know that Guardian Life produced a study on what you're calling the six dimensions. Would you talk to us a little bit about this?
Sure. No, I'm happy to. Like Guardian Life, the insurance company, started the Small Business Research Institute and has been doing work really trying to understand even better small business owners, what makes them tick, how are they part of that economy. One of the latest studies really is about the six dimensions about success-oriented businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And these are businesses that even during the rough economic times of the last few years still projected growth.
Now Patty,
still going to be growing.
Hold on a second. You said success-oriented companies. All of us think we're success-oriented.
That's true. But actually,
I have
people,
to say though,
no,
somebody,
you know what, Jim?
Somebody
I say
asked
that
me
a little
once.
Differently, yeah.
Somebody asked me once if I was a nonprofit. I said, well, I don't intend to be.
Yeah. success-oriented, as far as they're going to grow their businesses. Not all small businesses are projecting growing their businesses, and that's where this one really comes down.
You're talking
to.
About people who want to take their business as far as it will lead them.
Yep. These
not just not just be happy to stay a certain size and live inside the four corners of their community, but continue to grow, and if it leads them to going public or whatever, that's what they do.
Right. This group projected that they were going to grow at least 10%.
Right. As far as the eye can see. Okay, and that's an important distinction, folks, because, you know, a lot of folks, there are a lot of small business owners, and Patty, God bless them, every one, who just are happy to stay. They want to grow, but they always want to have a business that they can run and manage themselves, and that's a different attitude.
You know, Jim, that's such an important point, too, because we always think growth, growth, growth. And in reality, people want to create their own lives, and they want to decide what those lives look like.
And that's what we were talking about earlier, about all those invisible hands.
Patty,
go ahead and talk to us about what they were trying to accomplish with this study.
Sure. What we came down, well, really, I think how they get to it is really important, too, because it looks a little differently. What they're looking at is how strongly people feel about things. So basically, if you were the entrepreneur filling it out, it's on a scale from negative 10 to positive 10. How strongly do you feel about these different issues? And it ended up with six dimensions that really looked differently from someone who was intending to grow their business and someone who wasn't.
Now, they kind of boil these six down from 10 times that many factors.
Yeah, there were a lot of factors. There really were. So these are the core ones, ones that really came out. Out of 60 critical factors, these are the six.
Give us the first one.
Collaborative, actually learning how to delegate within your business, building relationships with the people inside and outside of your business. But here's the way I like to think about this most, is they're committed to building opportunities for other people, not just for themselves. That's huge.
They understand the law of aggregation, which is that if I want to be successful, the best way for me to do is subordinate my desires to those who work with me and for me, and help them be successful, because if I aggregate their success, I will be successful.
I think that's exactly it. I grow through the success of others.
Yeah. You know, another thing on this collaboration thing, that's a word that if you're a small business owner, you're running a tight ship, you might have a little problem with collaboration. But let me give you a four-word little thing to use to help you be more collaborative. And that's just to look at your employees when you're talking about an issue and just ask them this question: what do you think?
Okay.
That's a great collaborative starter. What do you think?
I wrote it down. There we go. I'm ready.
So, all right, what's next?
Self-fulfilled. So, really, there's some self-determination there, but it's about really doing what I want to do, what I love to do. Back again to, I am creating my own life here.
And this is the break point between the folks who, some people call them lifestyle entrepreneurs, but people who want to stay inside the four corners of their market, and the people that want to grow to whatever degree they can grow to.
That's it.
And folks, guess what? Thank God you get to decide that. Not the government, not Jim, not Patty. 20 after, right back with Patty Green after these messages. Dr. Patricia Green is with the Babson College. Stay with us. The Godfather of Soul, the late great Godfather of Soul, James Brown, bringing us back. I'm feeling pretty good myself, 23 after. Hope you are too. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We have lots of things there that will help you with your small business, including a body of work that Patty Green has deposited with us over the years. Dr. Patricia Green is the dean of undergraduate program at Babson College. She is one of my favorite people. We've been talking about some important things here, but her work is there that she's deposited with us over the years. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. And we have a poll question on the homepage, so I hope you check it out and give us your answer. And don't forget all the other things there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Patricia, and now I said dean of undergraduate program at Babson. Your assignment, really, since I had that information, has changed a little bit.
Actually, after Dean, I was provost, and now I'm back on the faculty. So life keeps changing, Dean.
Yep. Well, I'm just glad they keep spreading your wisdom around over there and your expertise around. Recently, you collaborated, to use one of the terms we've been talking about, and you consulted with the Guardian Life folks on a survey that we've been talking about that identifies what they call the six dimensions that characterize success-oriented small businesses. If I had been advising them, I would have asked them to say growth-oriented or or gazelle-oriented or something like that. Success-oriented makes, you know, that's an unfortunate term. I wish they'd use another word.
Well, I don't know. I think one of the things about success is that it captures that it's more than just business growth. It really is about the people, too. So since there's so many definitions of success,
yeah,
I think this leaves it nice and broad.
Well, I do talk,
you know,
about
the different
kinds of success. I tell small business owners that if they're going to be successful, really successful and happy, they've got to learn how to define success in more ways than just money and stuff.
And there you go. And
yeah,
that's one of the things
I think
captures.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm pretty okay with this.
Okay.
Thing.
All right. Well, you know, we have to disagree on something, Patty.
We're allowed.
It's no fun. Okay.
We're
so we've been talking about
allowed.
The six dimensions: collaboration, self-fulfilled. What's the next one?
Future focused. So this is both looking at the short term and the long term and thinking about how am I going to get where I want to go. So, you know, focused on flat on cash flow, but really having that plan,
right,
to take the business again where they want it to go.
And let me say something else here, Patty. Folks, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're home-based sitting at the kitchen table. I don't care if you've got 200 employees wanting to grow to 500 employees or anywhere in between. There's nothing, in fact, everything that Patty and I are talking about applies to you. These are smart things for you to be thinking about, regardless of what you do for, you know, how you have plans for your small business. So future-focused, that means that you're thinking strategically, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thinking strategically, acting tactically.
Yeah, I like that. All right,
good.
Next one.
Curious. They're very interested in how other people do things. They really look around for best practices. They don't just accept anything as a given. They want to poke and prod and learn.
Now, this is a distinction, I think. This is something that I think distinguishes a lot of small business owners, separates a lot of small business owners. The people who don't take advantage of opportunities to learn, who, when somebody comes to town who might have some ideas, when the Chamber of Commerce offers a program or whatever it may be, they don't take the opportunity to learn. They're not curious. That is something I think that distinguishes a growth-oriented, success-oriented, as you would call it, small business owner, and somebody who's just trying to hold their own.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, from the Guardian Life Index, this comes out pretty clearly. I like to think of it as you said, the difference between small business management and entrepreneurial growth.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next.
Tech savvy. They actually do look for technology as a way to leverage their growth, use things not just because they're cool, but because they make a difference in their business. But they really look, how am I more effective? How am I more efficient through using just the right technology?
This is another one, though, that fits everybody. And I'll tell you, my friends, if you're not, and I started telling you this in 1998, that if you could not learn to leverage technology, and that you would not ultimately last as long as you would like to in the 21st century. Patty, I can't imagine even a diner not starting to use technology, especially from a marketing standpoint.
No, I couldn't agree more. I mean, there's so many ways out to get your message now that don't have to be expensive and don't have to take a huge amount of time once you learn how to use them.
How about the easy ways to get your menu? If you got a diner, get the menu out to people so they know when they leave for work what they're going to have for lunch if they want to.
Well, it's absolutely true. Yeah. But if you don't understand them, if someone posts a bad review about you on Yelp, you don't understand how to deal with it.
Yeah. Action-oriented is the last one. Talk to us about that.
Well, I love action-oriented. It is mean it's being proactive, taking the initiative, looking at when things aren't going well, what am I going to do about it, and reacting to it and building upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just action-oriented, as it says.
Making the key to being action-oriented, folks, is making lots of decisions, but make lots of little decisions. That means don't let something pile up on you till it gets so big that it eats you. Make lots of decisions, make them often, and therefore, Patty, when you make a mistake, there'll be little mistakes.
Absolutely true. Yeah. You know what, Jim, if I had to make one overall comment about this, too, I'd like to remind everybody that these aren't things you're born with. These
right.
are things you learn how to do. These
well
are
said.
Behaviors.
Well said,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, all kinds of people can learn to do these things.
Patty, I need you to tell us how we can get this report.
Okay, you can go to the website for the Guardian Life Small Business Research Institute at www.smallbizdom.com.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
And babson.edu, right?
Always.
Hey, Patty, thanks for being here. Come back real soon.
It's a pleasure, Jim. Take
good
care.
Job today. Dr. Patricia Green, folks, what would we do without her? Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.